Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families loved the books and asked for help planning their own adventures. So the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! We are joining you today with a very interesting topic. This is about preparing for your travel. My girlfriend Jen and I just returned from a trip abroad where we had the pleasure of getting COVID. We avoided this virus for over 2 years. The two of us have been very cautious. We decided for our big birthdays to do a yoga retreat, an extended trip to Morocco. We had a two-week trip that was interrupted on day 10 as we got COVID. So what we want to do today is share our experiences in hopes that as everyone heads into what is going to be a huge summer travel season, things you might want to consider and plan for. Jen, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jennifer, and I am Shannon's travel partner for all things adventure for yoga retreats and Morocco. We had an interesting, adventurous 2 week, and we live to tell and share our battle wounds.
Well, thankfully, the U.S. has dropped their travel testing requirement to come back into the U.S. So that's very good news that the travel industry is very excited about. Unfortunately, COVID continues to spread around the world and new variants are continuing to spread. So no matter what, it's really good to be prepared. So we're going to pepper you with ideas and tips to help you as you get ready for your summer adventures in hopes you have no problems whatsoever. But in the event that you do, we're going to share some of the things we think will help. We will start with number one, which seems like 2.5 years in, we shouldn't even have to talk about anymore, but it is wear masks. I know we're all tired of it. I know I was tired of it, but we really would suggest that you wear your masks, right, Jen?
Absolutely. I think we let our guard down. I had come from New York the week before. I wore a mask the whole week, elevators and in front of clients and things like that. We wore our mask on the airplane, but once we arrived, we took them off. Part of it was no one was wearing masks there, so we went with that lead, and we just had a false sense of security of what the numbers were in Morocco. And that said, mask wearing, right? You wear it in those large public crowded spaces. That will at least eliminate some of the risk. And then you're going to pick and choose. Obviously, as the weather gets warmer, we can all be outdoors more and more outdoor activities, which we have plenty. But obviously, something indoors most likely got us.
Morocco, days before we left, dropped their testing requirement to come in. So, you know, hindsight, we probably all should have tested. Some people did, some people didn't. Doesn't mean that we wouldn't pick it up when we were in
museums,
shopping or museums or wherever we were. The key there is wearing masks, especially on the plane and in those crowded and or confined, less ventilated spaces. That rule still applies. And we wish we had done more of that.
Yeah. And then I guess the next thing right after comes masks is test, test, test. So although Morocco dropped the requirement for a negative PCR test to enter, in a group situation where you're going to be spending a lot of time, it's important to the majority of you test. It will might eliminate one or two positive people and things like that. We were terrified to test positive before the trip began. That was one of our biggest fears. We also had the opportunity to test a week in as our fellow retreat members made their way back to the States and needed a negative test. And maybe if we had tested then, we would have noticed that we had had it prior to our next week's adventure. So I think testing, testing, testing. And although the U.S. has dropped the requirement for a negative test for re-entry, I do think you want to test when you come home because now you want to make sure you don't have something and you don't pass it to your loved ones. And obviously, Shannon and I learned we brought the home test, right? And that was our first line of defense. When symptoms arise, we had the home test. So that would be the next thing is bring tests. You don't need a test for every single day, but you need one or two per person that you're traveling with to at least get you through a day or two.
And I think that's really critical. By the time we got COVID, we were pretty rural. Even in Morocco, so you can still get tests along the way, right? Everyone has tests, but bringing your own tests to support you in the beginning is a really good idea. We made it through the first week of our trip, started out on our second, and we were headed to the Sahara. We got 2 days into that. We made it to this lovely place in Dadas Gorge. Really, it started for me, like on Saturday, the very last day of the retreat, I started having a sore throat. And Tuesday morning, I was really stuffy and just really felt like I had a sinus infection. And so I tested with one of the at-home tests that Jen had so smartly brought with her. And it was positive. We didn't want to get anyone else sick. We wanted to play by the rules. We didn't know what those rules were at the time. So that's like another piece of advice. Where you're going, please do know the rules. We told the hotel, we told our driver and our tour company, and we went to get a PCR. And we got the results that night. And I was positive. So then you enter a whole new phase of your adventure. The trip is over.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things Shannon and I will look back on was she tested positive. We told our driver. Driver said, let's call the tour company. And we were seeking advice from them. We don't know the local rules, the local requirement. We also don't know where we are. And we put those decisions into their hands with Shannon, our perspective of we were pretty risk averse. Probably the biggest fear was of us giving the virus to others. So that was a big thing. At that moment, when we both drove to get these PCR tests, we had a decision at that point. At that moment, we were not required and bound by the local rules to stay at the hotel we were at. Shannon didn't have a positive test. And we were an hour and a half away from this testing facility under very extremely windy roads. So we really needed to advocate for ourselves better. We thought someone would do that for us and get us closer to medical care. We are in a foreign country. We don't really speak the language. So we are dependent on others to do the translations when we come across someone who doesn't speak English. And that was our biggest mistake. We needed to move closer out of this rural area to get medical care.
And the Morocco rules, while we got varying reports, quarantine time was 5 days post the PCR, unless you tested negative before that. So we wound up in a hotel where we were remote, supposed to stay one night, and wound up there 7 nights.
Yes.
And I mean, God bless the team at Chez Pierre because they were fantastic.
Absolutely.
They did as much as they could for us. They kept us hydrated. They kept us fed. They were able to get us 2 rooms. So we were able to separate and be sick on our own. But it was tough. Jen was pretty sick. And had we been in the States, like you said, you probably would have gone to the hospital.
Absolutely. I would have definitely sought medical care. I woke up on Thursday morning and said, I've lost the ability to take care of myself. I'd lost my appetite. I had lost my ability to drink, and I'm such a hydrator, as is Shannon. And we're in this very dry mountainous area. And it wasn't so much that the altitude was so high, but it was just so dry. We were suffering. The heart rate went up, the temperature went up. And if I was in the US, I would have no problem going to the ER, getting my fluids, monitoring things, and then being sent home. And having given my body the chance to fight the virus.
Yeah, we think we probably would have gotten ourselves back to Marrakesh, found a place we could quarantine, PCR tested there.
Yeah.
Because that's what you need for travel insurance, which is our next topic.
Absolutely.
Thankfully, I think we would have done it anyways. I mean, just even in the last year, buying just a plane ticket, I buy the insurance now just because we don't know what's going to happen. So it's key. And especially on a high ticket foreign trip like this, not only did the yoga retreat, Kare retreats, require us to have insurance, smart by them. And Jen, I know you spearheaded us finding the right insurance.
We started with Square Mouth, which basically compared plans. And I think you and I said, we don't want the lowest. We don't need the highest. We looked at some in the middle and looked at certain reviews and narrowed it down to 3 or 4. It's an interesting thing that they taught us, did not know this. Although Shannon and I do not live in the same household, we were traveling together and we were roommates. So next time when you travel with a friend and you're sharing a room, you buy one insurance plan, you're on it together. That way, this whole trip would be covered by Shannon's positive PCR test because it was a big out-of-pocket expense. We lost the complete second week. We were 2 days into a 7-day trip. And from that night forward, we had out-of-pocket expenses, right? We had our hotel room times two now. When we finally could leave the main hotel, we had to go back to Casablanca. We needed to get another hotel. And we had to wait for me to test negative. And we had to change our flights and all those things.
A couple of other things I wish I had done was bring extra medicine and supplies, things that you can't live without, which is obviously a medicine. I brought a couple days extra pills of certain things, but not everything. Even your vitamins, like if you take a lot of vitamins, I love coconut oil as a moisturizer. As Jen said, we were on our way to the desert in a high altitude. Our skin was reptilian. So those things that I wish I had brought more of, I was rash. Everything those final 4 days. So really just advise, bring extra of those things that you really need. I would say 7 to 10 days, because God forbid you get it at the very end of your trip. Exactly. And you're there for another week.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Also, if you're booking through a travel agent or a travel company, might be worth asking them how they've handled this kind of situation and what kind of support they offer. We were looking for guidance from our company, and we were able to thankfully lean on Quare Retreats, Merriam, the hotel where we were. We got the support that we needed, but hindsight, I would probably have asked the tour company, how do you handle this? What are the guidelines? Jen and I were only concerned with the testing to get into Morocco and worried about testing to come home. Never did we think we were going to be stuck in Morocco.
I never imagined, planned, prepared that I'd be sick on the trip, right? It was testing positive to get in and thinking it was like an asymptomatic one or mild, and then testing and being like, oh, so what? I've spent an extra week in Morocco after we've had the adventure. We hadn't had COVID. We were first timers. We didn't have any of the immunity. We had our vaccinations. We had our boosters and things like that.
That's our hope, is this helps you as you prepare for your summer adventures. Wear masks, get travel insurance, know the rules, bring tests and test, bring extra supplies of what you really need. Have a great time. Stay safe. I was really glad to be traveling with someone who is in the health and wellness field. Jen is a great trainer. You want to tell them where they can find out more about your services?
Yeah. Turning Point Wellness is my business. And I have been a personal trainer, running coach, yoga teacher, health counselor for over 20 years. I do a lot of private clients, a lot of small group clients, and I've been grateful and lucky enough that during COVID, I was able to switch my business from in-person to a virtual base. So now I do a little bit of both. And I love what I do. We were lucky. We were healthy individuals. So we did get COVID. We were pretty sick, but we bounce back and we're back at it.
Here we are. Yeah. Jen is finally feeling better. 2 weeks. It took me about 2 weeks to feel like I was getting back to normal.
Shannon and I joked, why didn't we just go to a bar or crowded restaurant or a concert in our own backyard about 3 months ago, get COVID, and then go on this trip, right? It was a real like, oh God, it would have been better to have been sick at home.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
So prepare yourself. Exactly. And hopefully this helps, but hopefully you have a wonderful summer holiday, summer vacation with no illness, but you were prepared just in case.
Exactly.
So thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Shannon.
Wanted to go through COVID in Morocco with anyone else.
Yeah, we did a good job. We kept our spirits up, right? And neither of us went down and with our emotions at the same time.
That was key.
Yeah.
That was key.
And if we did, we went down with humor. So.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks, right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a great summer vacation.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits.